الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير خلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أبرئ نفسي، إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي، إن ربي غفور رحيم. صدق الله المولان العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Ada Rahimahumullah, Hazrat used to say, before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnats of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are absolutely important in our lives, and we must make them one of the objectives of our lives, to bring sunnats into our lives. In order to understand the value of sunnats, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah ali says that the thorns under the rose, so to say, complain to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, you made us thorns. Nobody wants thorns in his garden. When the gardener will come, he'll take us and he'll throw us out of the garden. Nobody likes thorns in the garden. So to say, Allah said, my thorns, I made you thorns. You don't have to. Don't worry. Nobody will throw you out. You just do one thing. Observe one thing. And that is that you just stay under my roses. As long as you are under my rose, nobody will throw you out. When you'll become separated from the rose, then nobody wants thorns in the rose. Then you'll be thrown out. So all we have to do is stay with the sunnats. And as long as we are with the sunnats, Allah will look us and look after us at the value of the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu. But when we separate ourselves from the sunnats, then we are thorns, and nobody wants thorns. Then we are thrown out. And what the present condition of us, of the Muslims generally in the world, is because we haven't got the sunnats in our lives. So Allah Ta'ala is not looking after us, not taking care of us. If we once more just stay under the sunnats, stay in the shelter of the masjid, deen, Quran Sharif, with the ulama, Allah will look after us like that. And then nobody will be able to touch us. So one very, very important sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we all should try and bring within our lives, and that is the sunnat of miswak. It is a very, very important sunnat, and it has got innumerable benefits. But we must do it because it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also try, whenever we use it, speak to Allah. Ya Allah, this is a beloved sunnat of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I'm using now and I'm making miswak. It is narrated that inna salata bis siwak, a namaz that is made in which that wudu miswak was made, أَفْضَلُ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ صَلَاةً بِدُونَ سِوَاكٍ, is better than 70 namazes in which there wasn't miswak made. For example, we are all going to make Isha namaz just now, inshaAllah. So those who made miswak in their wudu, or those who will go and make miswak. It won't be 4 rakats of Isha, but 280. It will be like 280 rakats of now, just because we made miswak. And also it is narrated, inna sunnat as-siwak, the sunnat of miswak, tudhakkiru kalimata shahadatin inda al-maut, will remind a person to read kalima shahada at the time of maut. What a great thing to be honored, not only to read kalima, but to read kalima shahada, if we do regularly our miswak. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us to learn every sunnat, to love every sunnat, to practice every sunnat, and to propagate every sunnat. May Allah bless us with that. This ayat of the Quran Sharif I have recited, and mashallah, in the Ash'ar was also the same subject, and Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib, mashallah, explained quite a bit already with regard to this. This is Surah Yusuf, and this is the words of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when Zulaikha had tempted him, and it was a very, very, very difficult test for him to pass. But he passes it with flying colors, that not one bit of inclination he had towards her. But in spite of that, he says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I don't say that my nafs is pure and clean. A Nabi of Allah, who has the protection of Allah Ta'ala, Allah protects them from committing sins. But he also says that I cannot say that I will not fall into sin. I won't do the wrong thing. So from there we should learn that we also must never rely upon ourselves. And we should take all the precautions. For example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that if they are a man and woman are alone in a room, there is nobody else, Shaitan joins them. And Shaitan will make them commit sins then. So we must take all those precautions. For example, a woman mustn't travel on her own. Her mihram must be with her. And we know it's common nature. Your woman is alone, everyone is more kind to her and wants to be very helpful to her. But if the husband is with, then everyone takes his precaution automatically. And then they just just what they have to do. But if she's alone, can't I be of any service to you? It's just an honor to serve you, etc. So therefore, all these precautions, a person, Allah has put them, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, has said that to guard the gazes, which is a very difficult thing, which is not so easy, unless when a person works on it, then Allah makes it easy for a person after that. But at the beginning, it appears to be very, very hard. He says, it's a great favor of Allah. Allah cut off a great problem right from the root. Because all these things start with the glance of an eye. When a person looks, then he thinks of things further. If he doesn't look at all, then he doesn't even think of anything further. One brother who went to America in Jamaat, he was telling me, in one place, mashallah, there is a masjid, Darul Uloom, and the son of the person who built it, about 14, 15 year old boy, whole day practically is only in the masjid. So he asked the father, why doesn't this boy go out? He says, you know how difficult it is to look after the gazes outside. Can we imagine that how much he just wants to stay to protect his gazes? And we might think this is a small thing, just to look around, just to make a casual joke, etc. with anyone, and just to show politeness. But this is the route that goes on, and a person gets involved in bigger things. And not only gets involved, then it happens, and it's happening. Allah protect us all. Homes are being broken. Now they are little children, their parents are living, but they like orphans. The father, they not by the father, they not by the mother. They just lost in between. How many children like this? And then the two families, now they start fighting with one another. They've got hatred for one another. Or one time, somebody told Shaitan, why do you cause all this havoc on earth and all this trouble which is carrying on? He says, what do I do? I don't do anything. You say, you're the cause of everything. You cause all this. So he says, all I do is, for example, I put a drop of syrup on the wall. That's all. Shaitan, very busy man. He hasn't got time to make one person lead him astray. He has to try and lead the whole world astray. So I just put one drop of syrup. The fly comes and it sucks the syrup. Then the lizard sees the fly and the lizard comes for the fly. Seeing the lizard, the cat comes for the lizard. Seeing the cat, the dog comes. And the dog and cat fight is famous. Now the neighbor's dog comes. And the two dogs start fighting, two animals. Now the two neighbors start fighting. In the process, one pulls out a gun, he pulls a trigger, one person is lying dead. And not in a long time, one person is locked up in jail, his court case is going to carry on. This family also without a breadwinner, that family also without a breadwinner. And where it all started? With that one drop of syrup. So we think, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Sharif, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You think it's a small matter, but it's a very big thing by Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should say to the people just after them, the things you people think that you take it very lightly, we should count it from amongst mubiqat, muhlikat, those things that destroy you completely. So we have to be very, very careful. So therefore, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says, I don't say I'm pure and clean. I have to take all my precautions. And we have to take our precautions much, much more in these days. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu. Nafs is such a thing that is ammara. That is in the superlative case. It is not amara bisu. It doesn't just tell you to do the wrong thing. It tells you lot to do wrong things. And remember also, nafs and shaitan are our two open enemies. The shaitan, Allah has declared it clearly, inna shaitana lakum aduwwum mubeen. He's an open enemy of yours. And nafs is a shaitan, alladhi bayna jambayk, who is within you. One is the enemy who is outside, and one is the enemy inside. A snake that is outside is also dangerous. In the garden there is a snake, but a snake that is in the house, a snake that is in your bed, how dangerous is in that snake? So this nafs is that enemy that is within us. And Allah has warned us of these two enemies. But it looks like we have made friends with our enemies. And those who are our friends, we have made enemies with our friends. And who are our enemies, we have made friends with them. So Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayh, when he discusses this, he says, what is the plight of that person who takes poison to be medicine? And he takes medicine to be poison. What is going to happen to such a person? If there is not destruction for that person, what else is there? Today, we just want to please our nafs. All of us, we are all included in this. What the nafs wants, we just want to give it. Whether it's permissible things, well, it's permissible. But that also, and mujahada starts on permissible things. See, Ramzan Sharif, we kept rozas 30. And all that rozas, what was it to stay away? Not from haram things. From halal things, halal food, halal drink, halal wife, from those things. And that was a practice so that if we do that, we will be able to stay away from haram forever. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you spend your life like Ramzan, your mort will come like Eid for you. That is, in Ramzan, you stay away from all halal also you stay away, and which gives you the strength and power to stay away from haram also. And if you live your life like that, if it's not Eid, what else is it? Al-mautu jasrun yusalul habib ilal habib. Mort is that bridge that joins the lover to his beloved. Who doesn't want to join the beloved? Everyone wants to join. But if we live our life like that, Allah Ta'ala then will become our beloved. We'll have great feeling. So this nafs, we have to make mujahada. We for a while, and that is why it is said, we become bay'at to a sheikh. We spend time, and there he will tell you not to do certain things, for example, which are permissible things, but you stay away from them, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant you the ability to stay away from haram very easily. We know it is a famous saying that if the cows would that graze in the meadows, if you keep them away far from the fence, they're not going to cross the fence into the neighbor's meadow. But if they are near, they can push their head through and they want to eat something from there, you have a fight with the neighbors. Therefore, our trousers also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that our ankles must be left open. So keep your trousers quite well above, because trousers tend to slip down. So if they were just above the ankles, they will slip down there. So if you keep them well above, even if they slip, you're still safe. So we have to stay away, and this is why a person has to become bay'at, and then under the guidance of the sheikh, he guides him, stay away from this halal things also for a while. Shaykh Khalid Kurdi rahmatullah ali was a great Arab ali. When he became bay'at to his sheikh, and he stayed in the khanqa, a great alim of India came to meet him. He told him, now in this 40 days to meet an alim, what a great honor. But he said, in this 40 days, I don't want to crack my chilla. Before, when he used to go in Jamaat also, they should advise not to even write home, just concentrate on your chilla. But now the WhatsApp messages don't just stop all the time. All the time, they are busy. How can you concentrate properly? So he said, I want to spend my chilla properly. And then I will come and meet you myself. So during this period, a person does this, then that person who is blessed now with that ability, which we call taqwa, that he can stay away from haram things, he has been given one of the greatest treasures of the world. Now it's easy to guard his tongue, is easy now. To guard his eyes, to guard his thoughts is easy. For such a person, everything becomes easy. And now to practice on deen, then we won't say it's very hard nowadays. It will become, Allah Ta'ala won't only make it easy, but Allah will make it a pleasure to practice on deen. You will make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, like we hear many times, brothers stand up fajr time. Allah shukr, we all, Allah gave us tawfiq to come for. You'll make shukr that you left your warm bed. Perhaps you were sniffing and sneezing and all that also. But you make shukr to Allah. So to practice on the whole of deen, Allah Ta'ala will make it not only easy, but a pleasure. Inna nafsa la'ammaratum bissu. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in his beautiful way, used to say bissu. Bissu. And he say in Urdu, the word bichu is a scorpion. So he say bar wazan bichu. That bissu barwazan bichu, that it will all the time invite you and tell you to do evil things, poisonous things. Which a scorpion puts its poison, it will invite you to do all poisonous things, all terrible haram things. It will tell you, illa ma rahima rabbi. Only when a person now to save himself, Allah has given the solution in the ayat also. Allah said that be careful, your nafs is very dangerous. It commands you all the time to do evil. But if you want to save yourself, three things you must choose. Either you go to the place where Allah's rahmat comes down. You go to a masjid, you go in the company of a pious person. You are having big problems, go for Umrah, go, you're in Haram of Mecca, Haram of Medina, in a place where Allah's rahmat comes down all the time. Then you will get saved. Or in the time when Allah's rahmat comes down. In the time, like month of Ramadan, namaz times. We engage in that. Start reading Quran Sharif, and Allah's rahmat starts descending on you. Make tawbah and istighfar. But also our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when there is a beautiful woman, or not even beautiful, shaitan makes her look like beautiful. But you are attracted to her. Now don't you start reading Astaghfirullah and you're looking at her. Astaghfirullah. You must run away. Fafirru ilallah. Run away from there and read your istighfar. Not that you are looking at her also. And some people, they even tell Maulana, just see how the woman are dressed today. He's doing haram himself. And he's giving da'wat of haram also. They just see how the women are dressed now. So we have to stay away, and we must run away from all the haram which Allah... And also, the place where Allah's rahmat come, the time when Allah's rahmat comes down, and the amal which brings Allah's rahmat. Do those amal which bring the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Today also, little bit I will divert, but many of us, we ask this question also. We personally also have got problems, or we think of the problems of the ummah in the whole world. We know what is happening. Now, what is the solution? The solution is to get the rahmat of Allah. By our actions, we have got the wrath of Allah. So all these conditions, Allah has handed us over to the police. Allah has handed us over to the people who will hit you and who will torment you and who will humiliate you. Why? Because Allah is angry with us. We made Him angry. Allah doesn't just become angry with anyone for nothing. No, our actions were like that. So all we have to do, and to make Allah happy is the easiest. If your wife is upset, to make her happy is a job. And the wife will say, if the husband is angry and upset, I just can't get him to smile again. But to make Allah happy is one of the ease. Just make tawbah and istighfar. Till our maut is not in front of us, till qiyamah will not come, Allah has left the doors of tawbah and His doors of rahmat wide open. So, and Allah says, illa ma rahima rabbi, that my Rabb, He will make rahmat. Inna Rabbi Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah Ta'ala is, my Rabb is Ghafoor. Ghafoor is also the superlative, very, very forgiving. And not only forgiving, Rahim. After His mercy, He shows kindness also. In this world, if a person had committed a crime, capital crime, and he's jailed for life or life sentence, and he appeals to the state president, prime minister for clemency, and they grant him his claim, which is a long process, how many appeals and what have to be done. But he grants him clemency, they set him free. When they set him free, they won't tell him, we're giving you 10 blocks of flats also. And we're giving you 5 filling stations also. And we're giving you 5 farms also. And 20 factories also. But when Allah forgives, Allah Ta'ala not only forgives, but those gunas, those sins, Allah makes them into good deeds. And not only that, وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah increases His a'mal. Allah gives him more and more. How merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. So when a person will do this, then we read in the 29th Supara, that in the 29th Juz, there Allah Ta'ala says, when you start reprimanding, you start, now you are concerned about your nafs. One is the stage, you are just not worried about your nafs. Whatever it was telling you, you were doing. Now you are being guided by your sheikh. Now you are becoming conscious. You are making your tilawat regularly, your zikr, which is a common thing our friends write also, but we still inclination towards sun. But now your nafs becomes nafse lawwama. That is the nafs which taunts you all the time. That you're wearing topi, you got a beard, and you're still making this gunas. You're wearing sunnah dress, and you're still committing this gunas. 5 times namaz you make, and you're still making this gunas. Now your nafs starts taunting you. At one stage, you are committing sins left, right, and center. Not concern, no toba, no worry. And you are just carrying on. But now you became conscious. This is when you become in contact now with the people of deen, with the righteous, the pious. Now you start becoming conscious. Then it's not going to happen. It happens also. So for some people, overnight, mashallah, they completely change. But the normal procedure, now you start becoming conscious. And you taunt yourself. You are still committing this sin. And you are still committing that sin. And then, now, that takes place. After that, in the 30th Supara, Allah says, you'll reach rich now. When that will happen, the third stage of the nafs. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna. Oh, nafs that is now at rest. Now it's very easy for you. Little temptation comes, but very easily you push it away. Now it's not like before how it used to be. Now you have control. And you, the woman also, she doesn't, there is no more all that attraction in her or anything. And this can be for 2 reasons also. One is perhaps you have become older in life, so you have understood also now. Oh, and the major thing, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And more than the fear of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says to stay away from sin in the fear of Allah is no achievement. Because even a dog, you show it a stick, it runs away. You show it a stone, it runs away. But to stay away from sin in the love of Allah is a great achievement. That a person meditates and ponders that, Ya Allah, you are so kind. You gave me what namats you have given me. Just the poorest person, I've got eyes, I've got a mouth, I've got a tongue, I've got a heart. What nammets you haven't given me? And a person who has got iman, what, how much mustn't he make shukr? And just imagine people today to get a refugee paper here in South Africa. How lot effort. Then they want residence. Then they want a passport. And if you get it for America, you get it for Europe, any country, oh, you like overboard that what I got. Allah, without any effort from our side, gave us the passport of Jannah. Yeah. He gave us the green card of Jannah. Hey, free of charge He gave it to us. How much mustn't we look after it? We know a person when he's traveling, then one of his biggest worries in his travels, whether even if he goes for Hajj, my passport. If I lose my money, it's still all right, but my passport, I mustn't lose it. And every time, he just checked his passport, and now it's there in his pocket. Takes a few steps, and he just makes sure again, it is there. He's worried. Like this, if Allah gives us the tawfiq to worry of our iman like that. And especially where there are crooks around, then there, how much more mustn't we worry of our treasure? Where they are in India, I don't know now, but before, like at the railway station, bus stand, etc., where there are queues, and people pickpockets all the time, now they want to know who's got money. One of the tricks they use, of the many tricks, they are joined with the police. So the police make an announcement that, yeah, there is a lot of pickpocketing carrying on, everyone must make sure he looks after his money. Psychologically, without thinking, your hand goes to your wherever you kept your money. To make sure it's there. And they are watching that where the people put their hands. And then they go and do their job there. So like that, shaitan is also all the time around. And he also is watching that where must I now grab this person? How must I grab this? And our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, everyone shaitan is a different. A Maulvi shaitan is a Maulvi also. A businessman shaitan is a businessman. A doctor shaitan is a doctor. He comes to you like that. Hey, like the type you are, he comes to you in that. For example, he won't tell a Sufi that you go to the where they gamble, casino, etc. Because he know he won't go there the way he's dressed. But he'll put him into a Maulana, for example. You won't let him go and commit some other sins. But you make bayan, now shaitan will come, that you must wait for the praises of the people. You must wait for this. He'll come in a different way to everyone. He'll go to the wife in a different way, to the husband. And all this we can't save ourselves. Illa ma rahima rabbi. Only whom Allah Ta'ala saves. So we have to choose those amal and those things by which Allah Ta'ala protects us. Then we can get protected. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. You go to some very wealthy person, he's got a lot of security, and he's got big dogs, not only Alsatians, Rottweilers, and all that also. And now you want to get in there, but the dogs will tear you to pieces. So you get the attention of the owner of the house, who you want to go and see. You phone him, I'm here, I want to come in. The gate is open, but I can't put my step in. So he comes, he just looks at the dog, and the dog sits down. So just like that, shaitan is like the dog of Allah. Allah doesn't need any security or anything. But Allah wants to see who is that sincere person that after all these temptations, he still comes to me. So Allah put these temptations that Allah wants to see who is. If there was no temptation, all should become big Sufis and big Allah Walas. But Allah put it there. Now to protect us, we must get the help of Allah. And through very easy and common and extremely powerful and tested, one is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Read it with the meaning and think of the meaning. And the other is a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And go away from there. Then inshallah you will get protected. And also this is the first ayat that our nafs, we're not concerned. And then, now we start becoming concerned. Now it becomes where you taunt your nafs, nafse lawwama. And you still carry on, it becomes nafse mutmainna now. Now you are quite reasonably, it becomes easy for you. Then too great,
honorary degrees Allah confers on this person
at the time of maut. When his nafs has become nafs mutmainna. Now without you working, honorary degrees, like universities give some people an honorary degree. They didn't study, they didn't work for it, they just given. You work for 3 degrees, Allah gives you 2 degrees free of charge. Allah says, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki. Return now to your Rabb. Like we have to go home, many of us who have come, we are from outside, all are eager to reach back, get back home again. And when you get back home, you say nothing like home, sweet home. Everyone is happy to be back home again. Our real home is Jannat. And Allah make it for all of us that when we get back home, we all came from Jannat. We are the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. We came here for this imtihan, to write a test here. And we passed the test, inshallah. We made this effort. We controlled our nafs. We went that extra mile to bring control over our nafs, that at every place you can control. Then whether you're at home with the wife, you're controlling yourself. Whether you're at the airport, whether you're in the plane, and you got your seat with somebody sitting next to you that looks like she's hardly got anything on, but you will still be able to control yourself. Somebody will come and speak to you, and with so much perfume, and they put their heads right into your face, and they speak to you. But if you have learned to control your nafs, it won't be a problem. And if we did not, we will look to do haram. We will go and look for opportunities. And if we did it, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person who made this mujahada and got this control, even if a woman or somebody pulls your eyes open to look, your eyes will be open, but you won't see anything. You just won't be interested at all. And we all have to reach there. We are still, all of us, generally, mashallah, there are those people. But otherwise, we are still very far, that you reach that level and you don't look at all. So at the time of maut, when Malakul Maut will come, 2 great degrees, that Allah, for the nafs mutma'inna, return, irji'i ila rabbiki, radiya marziya. Radiya, the one that pleased Allah Ta'ala. Marziya, the one that Allah is pleased with. You go to your friend's house who's eager to meet you. And you also eager to meet him. What a wonderful occasion. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that for a mu'min, he looks forward to maut. When maut comes, he looks forward. He sees all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. And he to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. He's eager. In fact, Allah Ta'ala challenges the Jews who say they love Allah Ta'ala. In kuntum tuhibun, in zantum annakum awliya. If you think and you imagine you are the friend, fatamannaul maut. Have this, because that's the only way you can reach Allah Ta'ala. So if a person made this effort, then he will be keen to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. And also we don't have to be frightened that if I make this effort, I get the love of Allah, then I'm going to die. The maut will only come on its time. It won't come before 1 second, it won't come later 1 second. It will come on its time, but a person who lives a life like that, desirous of maut, the Sahaba Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, every time I went up to the battlefield was not to win the battle, was not to get the booty of war, but to go and become shaheed. Shahadat was in their blood that they loved. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that up to 10 times I wish that I would get martyred in the path of Allah, get life, get martyred in the path of Allah. The Sahaba said, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, if I had 100 lives, I would give all 100 in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So what is this love of Allah Ta'ala? When a person can do that, all the other things will become easy. To make your 5 times namaz will become easy. To observe the commandments of Allah in Ramadan Sharif, we know for example, we are having winter Ramadan in the northern hemisphere, summer Ramadan. 18 hours, 20 hours. Some places temperatures are 50. Forget the people keeping roza. Small children are keeping roza. Old people, doctors are saying, no, you can't keep roza. But they say, I will keep. And they keep them also. So when this is what has to be developed in us. So, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained, before you enter into Jannah, fadkhuli fi ibadi. First you go and into my ibadi, my friends, ibadi. And those who were the close friends, those who guided you towards Allah. Those who showed you the road of Jannah, first go and meet them also. And then, fadkhuli fi ibadi, then wadkhuli jannati, enter into my Jannah. So what a beautiful way Allah Ta'ala has explained, that we all know, most of us, we are such, that we are still our nafs, we are not conscious of our nafs. The guna, for example, think of ourselves, that our eyes, just looking around, how many of us make tawbah? Mistakes we all make, but how many of us ask for forgiveness? Our tongue, lot of lying also on our tongue, and for no reason. Many of us, we just fall into lies. We have a discussion with the wife, and we just, so many, if we become conscious, we'll realize that how much of lying. In the house, with the wife, we come in the house, you know, you heard what happened, and we start backbiting. Wife tells, you heard today what happened, we start backbiting. Lot of backbiting also carries on. And many times where there is a problem, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, all this, then even worse it is. Lot of false accusations, rumor mongering, backbiting, and these are all major sins which we are not conscious of also. When a person becomes conscious of his ruh, then he will think of it. For example, we made Maghrib namaz, all of us, may Allah accept. But how many of us made dua, Ya Allah, accept my namaz? It wasn't worthy of acceptance. Eh? We just take it for granted. We made namaz, is finished, end of the story. But is it accepted or not? None of us are such. We made the application for a visa and finished. I made my application, so I'm not worried now. Eh? The visa will come, or it won't come, whatever, I'm not worried about it. No, we follow it up. And we check on it all the time. We're checking with our reference number, what's the status of the visa? Where is it now? Our passport, whatever else, anything, we all are checking. The same thing with our namaz, our ibadat. That all the ibadat that we have made, please make Allah happy. And to make Allah happy is not difficult. That Ya Allah, your maqbooleen, those bandas, those slaves of yours who you love, in their sadqa, accept our whole lives, the ummah's whole lives, ibadat. No matter if our niyats are also rotten and wrong, our actions are also rotten and wrong, but Ya Allah, you are most merciful, you buy the worst, dirtiest thing. One beautiful poem which our sheikh taught us, like a person who's selling his vegetables on street corner, from the morning the best people come and choose out the best. Now the last are left some little leaves and little which is not good fruit and something. Now if somebody comes and he tells you, I'll buy this, and how much money you made the whole day, so much I will pay you for that. How happy won't you be? Allah is that kind person. That what is your rubbish and your junk, that also Allah Ta'ala takes it. And Allah pays you the price which nobody else can pay you. In an auction, people bid. Allah pays the highest price. And he takes the things which are most useless, Allah takes. So we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala. If we carry on in this way, inshaAllah, our life will go smoothly. And when we meet Allah, and in the qabr, what enjoyment. And how many cases of such people, how they enjoy. So this is necessary, what else, in conclusion, that we have to be conscious we got this nafs here. And this nafs is telling us to do wrong all the time. Become conscious of it. Try and control it. If you got a headache, you don't run to the doctor. But the headache is not going, it's becoming worse. Now you'll have to go. Doctor might refer you now to a specialist. Specialist might refer you to somebody else. The same way, my habit of looking at other women is not going. So, first you try yourself a little bit. No, it's not coming right. Now go to doctor. Doctor will refer you to specialist. Go there. But make sure we get our treatment for all our spiritual diseases. And then, when we become conscious, make tawbah, istighfar. And then when it is nafs mutmainna, then carry on, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْ. Now carry on with the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And when maut will come, it will be so wonderful, رَاضِيَا مَرْضِيَا. Go and join all the friends of Allah and go into Jannah. So we all, inshallah, I hope I have managed to explain myself, that it is a necessary thing for each one of us, that we become conscious of our nafs, and that we try and control our nafs properly, and make it that it pleases Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and this is a short while. and an imitation thing, then Allah will give you the genuine. You give away the imitation, Allah will give you the genuine. May Allah make it easy for all of us, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha. Wazakkiha fa anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk. وحب عمل يبلغنا حبك. Oh Allah, let us realize we have got our worst enemy right within us. Give us this realization, oh Allah. And let us realize he is our enemy. We cannot befriend our enemy. He is our enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Let us realize and we take him and treat him as an enemy. Shaitan also, nafs also. And oh Allah, make our nafs that it becomes, which is مَرَ بِالسُّوءِ. Let it become lawwama and make it mutma'inna. Oh Allah, let us strive that our nafs becomes mutma'inna very, very soon and very quickly, oh Allah. Guide us towards all that pleases you, oh Allah. Make our dunya's lives, our family's dunya's life, oh Allah, the whole ummah's dunya's lives, our deen and our akhirat, make it for all of us. Grant us the best of everything. Oh Allah, you are most loving and most kind, and you are most merciful and most forgiving, O Allah. Forgive us, Allah, for all our wrong. Guide us towards all righteousness and give us that enjoyment in fulfilling your commandments. And give us the enjoyment of staying away from all the things that you have forbidden us from. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب